Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for the platform. I want to start by saying how gratefully I am for this platform and for the opportunity to speak with you today. Spaces like this matters deeply to me, not only because they allow my work to be seen, but because they allow conversation to happen across borders, context, and lived realities. My name is Colin Mfazwe. I come from Ekurhuleni township-based region in South Africa. I'm a visual storyteller, photographer, filmmaker, and an activist. I identify as a trans man, black trans man to be more specific. The work I do is separatable from who I am, where I come from, and what I have survived. I did not arrive at activism or storytelling through theory first. I arrived through necessity. Growing up and living in a township spaces means learning very early what it means to be unseen, under-resourced, and constantly negotiating safety. As a trans person, that reality becomes even sharper. Much of my work is born from asking a very simple but urgent questions: who get to be visible? Who get access to healthcare, dignity, and safety? And who is left to figure out on their own? Over the years, I've worked both independently in collaboration with organizations and individually committed to queer and trans visibility in South Africa. This includes work with NGOs, archives, and community-based initiatives such as Gala Queer Archive, Moholi Production, and K Media. I have also facilitated workshop, contributed to storytelling projects, and documented lived experience that often never make it to into mainstream narratives. At the center of my practice is grassroots work. I work closely with people who are often not reached by formal NGOs or international funding structures. Young trans people in the township, people navigating public health care system without information or support, and individuals trying to survive while holding on to their sense of self. This kind of work is slowly, rationally, and emotionally demanding, but it is necessity. One of the ongoing struggle I face as an individual artist and activist is funding. Producing ethical community center visual work requires resources, time, travel, equipment, and post-production support. Coming from a grassroots background without institutional backing or personal wealth, accessing funding is extremely difficult. Many funding opportunities are not designed with people like me in mind, even though our communities are often the most affected. To speak honestly, this work is expensive. Cameras, lenses, sound equipment, data storage, these are tools I rely on to tell stories. Responsibility. Recently, I was mugged at the same taxi rank I mentioned in my presentation. During that incident, my camera was stolen. As I speak to you today, I do not have any camera. Replacing this equipment is not something I can easily do, and yet the expectation to continue producing work remains. Despite these challenges, I continue because of people and platform that have believed in me along the way. I want to express my deepest gratitude to Tessa Lewin for introducing me to this platform and for the growth it has allowed me. Being seen, supported, and trusted makes a difference, especially when you are working in isolation. I also want to give thanks and acknowledge Professor Zanele Moholi, not only as a mentor and educator, but as someone whose work has fundamentally shaped how many of us understand visual activism, care, and responsibility. Learning from Prof. Moholi has affirmed that our lives, bodies, and stories are worth of careful documentation and respect. My work needs funding. My work needs funding to expand. There are stories I have not yet been able to tell, communities I cannot reach as often as I would like, and project that remains unfinished because of limited resources. That reality. This is the reality of many artists working at the grassroots level. We self-fund, we borrow, we stretch what little we have, and we keep on going. To sustain my practice, some of my photographic work is available for sale. This is one of the ways I'm able to continue support my own project and community-based work. When people collect my work, they are not just buying images. They are helping me sustain practice rooted in care and survival. I want to encourage you as a student and future practitioners to think critically about where stories come from, who tells them, and who has access to resources. Art and activism do not exist in a vacuum. They are shaped by system, inequality, and lived reality. Thank you again for listening, for holding spaces, and for engaging with my work. I'm grateful, and I'll forever be grateful for such conversation. I hope this conversation continue beyond. Thank you so much.